Hi and welcome along to another episode of The Wedding Band Show with myself, Brian McDermott. On today's show, I had a chat with Tony Ward from Blue Moose on what's the easiest way to move your wedding suppliers if you're looking at moving your wedding date. Please subscribe to our channel on YouTube, and if you haven't already, check out Blue Moose on Facebook and Instagram. Let's get into the show.
The Wedding Band Show is brought to you by the Brian McDermott Band in Pixel Productions.
Hi Tony, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Brian? Good to be back with you. It's been a while.
Tony from Blue Moose. Before we get into how couples should move their booking, I was going to say, we're here now on February 21st. What's it looking like? I know there's an announcement on Tuesday, but they're saying not much is going to happen.
No, and the thing about it is all speculation, but the signs aren't good. And we kind of have to be a little bit honest with ourselves and a little bit honest with our couples and be prepared for the worst case scenario. The numbers are not going to be lifted anytime before the summer, in my opinion. And even into the summer, it all depends on... There's two ways of looking at this. The vaccine rollout could escalate and it could change the whole perspective of it. But we got to prepare that that's not going to happen. Announcements on daily basis or leaks. They're probably not official announcements. So things are looking shady enough for the summer right up to September, if I'm being honest myself. Now, that's not saying if the vaccines escalate the rollout, that the landscape can change very quickly in this situation, I think.
Yeah. So I suppose then, okay, we have a couple and they're a bit worried or they're looking at moving their wedding in the next few months. What's the first thing they should do if they decide, okay, look, we're gonna move. We want 150 at our wedding or whatever.
Yeah, well, what we're doing here in Blue Moose, and I want to categorize this, and this can kind of go across the board with all suppliers, not but just specifically with bands. There's going to be three categories of couples. There's couples who are going to be happy to go ahead with their six family members. They're not going to have music with six people. So in that situation, contact your supplier, your band in this situation coming to us, and let them know. Open up communication. Let them know, we're going ahead with six people. Thank you very much, but sorry. Now, in that situation with us, you will lose your deposit because that's our contract details. Check with your own band. Each band has specific contract details. If you're in the next bracket, and that's people who are waiting to see if 25 or 50 people and music will be allowed, wait until the next announcement. Until we officially know, and then you can make your mind up. Not a bad idea to have a plan B. Again, open up communication with your suppliers in your venue. We'll get back to how that's done in a minute. And then you have the third bracket, which you just alluded to there now, people who just want to postpone. They don't want the worry of it and the stress of it, and they want to push the wedding out definitely, and they want to have the day that they've prepared. In that situation, what we advise is that you go to your venue. You pick a window of time that you want to move your date to. So be it a month, be it July, be it from May to August, whatever, and get a list of dates off your venue. Then you come back to the drawing board and you make one email. This is admin light for you as well. This is stress, the least stressful way of doing it. Email all your suppliers, that list, CC them all. It's one email, script the same way. We've decided to move. Here's the list of dates our venue have given us. Which one of these are you available for? Sit back, have a glass of wine that night, wait for the replies to come back. When all the replies come back, you will see what dates your main suppliers are available for. One, two, three, or all of them might jump out, and then you have a choice. Now, the advantage to that is you have the hard work done. You have your research done. You have your preferred suppliers booked. So in that case, all you are doing is notifying them that you're changing a date. You're not going looking for a new band. And that's the best way. And you don't lose any deposits. You don't lose any money. The alternative to that is picking one date with your venue. And then you have to email each supplier individually, fight with them or haggle with them on what dates they are available. You're going to have four or five threads of emails going and your mind is going to blow. And you're possibly going to lose money and lose suppliers in that situation. So does that kind of make sense? A list of dates and shoot them all out to your suppliers, wait for them to come back to you, and then assess the situation with what date jumps out that's available. That's our advice. That's how we would do it.
Yeah. Well, that's to be honest, that's the best advice you can give because, like you said, they've got one email. You know, CC. We've had a few couples like that have CC'd all the suppliers out. Just send one email. But like you said, check with your venue first.
Yes.
Because that approach could save you a lot of money. Because if you're unlucky and you pick a date next year and, you know, four out of your top five suppliers are gone, you know, you could lose four deposits there.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
So, and some deposits are even bigger than others. So like you could be talking €1,000 easy.
On top of that, then Brian, as well, you have to go back to stage one and research all these suppliers again and start your introductions and everything. You have all that work done. You have it all done.
Yeah.
So all you want to do is notify your main suppliers of a date change and they're all going to fall in line. So do that little bit of work beforehand and it should all fall in place, you know.
Most venues would be happy to give you 3 or 4 dates, I'd imagine.
Of course, yeah. You know. Of course they will. That's their job. They want to sell dates, same as anybody. Now, also be careful of a venue bullying you into a date. Say, oh, that's the only date we have. You know, no, it's not. You know, ask for the Thursdays, ask for the Sundays. You know, keep an open mind. And instead of saying, I want to get married in July, why?
Yeah.
Would you get married in June? Would you get married in August? Would you get married in September? Keep an open mind. Yeah. Send off the list. You have nothing to lose. When it all comes back to you, sit down with your partner and go, well, this one is really jumping out. All of our preferred suppliers are available. We just tell them we're moving to that date. You know?
Yeah, well, if they were looking at, you know, say the 7th of July, for instance, and most of our suppliers are gone, but a lot of the suppliers could be available on the 14th.
Exactly.
You know, so it's just another week. You save yourself all the money. Like you said, you've all the work done. You don't have to go out listening to bands again and trying to track down, you know, photographers and videographers and everything. So it makes sense. You know, it does make
sense
to do that.
I don't know, but I'd imagine, and I've dealt with clients that they've been on the hunt for their suppliers for 12 months. You know, you could go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You could see 10 bands. They could have a consultation with 10 or 15 photographers. I don't know. It's a lot of time and work that you've already done.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, you touched on it there as far as deposits go. I know you're in the Wedding Band Association, and there's something you do with deposits.
Exactly. Yeah. If this situation that you send off your list of dates and everybody comes back to you and your band isn't available, and you're kind of going, I have 4 out of 5, I'm going to go at this date. You're apologetic to your band. It happens.
Pushed on them anyway.
Yeah, you have another band in mind. you're going to lose your deposit with that band if their contract is correct. In the WBA, the Wedding Bands Association, we've made an agreement that we'll transfer that deposit over to a band that is available. And the win-win situation is there. The couple don't lose their deposit and the band is available, so they gain a booking. The band that lost the deposit in the WBA will gain a booking down the line from somebody else.
So yeah, they'll get one back.
It pans out. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's easier on everyone. And a lot less stress.
Yes.
How do you think, I suppose looking forward then, how do you think COVID has changed weddings? You know, is it going to be a trend where smaller weddings are kind of more acceptable than they were years ago?
It could be a trend, but I reckon that's going to be minuscule. The Irish wedding is a big hooli, you know, and in my experience, it's a big hooli. It might reduce the numbers between 20 and 30 of the people you don't really need there, you know. The postman doesn't need to be invited, you know, kind of a thing. But you're still going to have your core family.
Although I'm seeing the postman a lot more than anyone else sees this.
he's a favourite in this house because when he rings the door, the kids know something's coming in, so he's a favourite. Especially around Christmas. But that's the thing. Yeah. It might tighten down the stress of having to invite all the neighbours and everybody. You know, it'll focus your friends, your family, and, you know, and also with friends and family out foreign, that seems to be the biggest glitch with any clients with us. You know, people book for the summer, they would go ahead for 50, but her sister lives in Australia. You know,
that is tough. Yeah,
that's tough. And that's a no-brainer. You have to move your wedding out so that your family can attend, you know. I do think weddings will want a band and a DJ. It's an Irish wedding. Like, can you genuinely picture a wedding without any live music? It's a very strange situation. It really is, you know. I can't.
No, and it is. And even like at the end of last year, there was a few where the band weren't allowed to play. So I ended up doing just a disco. And I was doing video for two of them as well. And it was now, obviously, I'd pick a band over a DJ if
of
I had
course,
to. But
yeah,
even the disco was still better than nothing. Do you know what I mean? I can't imagine just leaving the room and nothing happening.
No.
And to be honest now, and I'll say, like, from doing those weddings, there was 25 people at two of them. By the time I kicked in with a bit of a disco, it made no difference about social distancing on a dance floor.
No.
You know, they were close family and friends, and they had all, you know, mingled all day and talked to each other and everything. So,
well, we're hoping down the line that that's not going to be one of our hurdles. We're hoping down the line with vaccine rollout that safety and precaution is paramount, and that's not going to be an issue with us. Like, I had a bride email looking for a date for October 2022. And she's allowed to be concerned. She goes, what if COVID restrictions are in place? October 2022, I hope to God there's no restrictions in place. Because, you know, as you say, it's so hard to manage on the hotel's behalf, on the band's behalf, and on family members. Yeah. Let's presume that none of that is going to be an issue down the line.
Yeah.
They're not letting us play at the moment. There is no weddings above six people. That's to avoid all of that. So when they do open it up, we want to be able to have it as we always would have had it.
Exactly, exactly. And when it, I suppose, gut feeling, what are you thinking? Like, and I know you do the cover scene as well, so you've lost on both ends. But how, you know, realistically in your head, what are you thinking when you be back?
I'm thinking it is possible that we'll possibly be doing weddings for 25 people from July. And the number will be increased as the vaccine rollout is increased as well. The cover scene, pubs and clubs, I would imagine you're talking around Christmas, possibly the next year.
To be honest,
weddings are unique, as in they're a confined family group, and the bookings are in. Pubs are going to have to reassess as well. Pubs don't know if they're going to be able to afford bands. Pubs don't know what their roadmap is. You know, so they're going to have to all reassess that. You know, and it's very difficult for. I'm on the side of the pubs. I feel sympathy for them, you know, as I do for anybody. We don't know. I foresee us being able to play weddings of 25 people from July. Possibly then numbers are going to increase as the vaccine rollout increases as well.
Hopefully it will, because, I was just going to say, because even last year, if we were talking in August or September, I thought things would be, open again in January. I didn't, like, we wouldn't see ourselves saying 25 people in July, 21, you know. So hopefully they'll pick up the pace on the vaccine.
Yeah, that's all we can hope for. And in relation to couples that are kind of thinking, 25 people, do I need a band? My advice there would be, I've done one wedding and I spoke to colleagues that have done a few more. They work as good, if not in some ways a little bit better than a room of 250 people. I think we touched on this in the last one. There's a connection here that you can have. And why, I'm going to use this word likely, because the first thing, don't cheap out on the 25 guests that you have there or the 50, you know.
They're your favorite 25 anyway.
Give them the best day they can. If you have researched your band, you like your band. So don't not have it, because it's there. You can have it. If it's a case of budgets and money and spend, talk to your suppliers. You know, genuinely reach out to them and say, we'd love to have you, but 25 people, we understand.
You might be able to scale down the show or something.
In various ways. Every supplier is here to help. That's the key to this, I reckon.
Yeah. I got the feeling that some people just thought that a 5-piece band might overpower a smaller crowd.
No.
But it doesn't, you know, we had one or two small ones last year as well, and they were great nights.
Yeah.
You know, really enjoyable.
Any pro band will be able to adapt to those situations. You know, in our situation, people sometimes think Blue Moose, big rock band, blah, 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 blah. You know, we know that if there's 25 people in the room, we can't play it. We can't turn everybody up to 10 because we're going to get hassled. Second song in, people are going to, and it's not nice for us to get. You would
adapt. No.
You use your common sense. And, in a way, if there's 25 or 50 people there, and I noticed that at the wedding we did, we put in a little bit of extra. These people have went ahead with their day. Let's give them the night of their lives, you know?
Yeah.
And there is a sense of that. There really is. And you could see it on the dance floor that these people were live music, 25 people. Let's all bandy in together and have the night of our lives. And it's doable. And it's very enjoyable as well.
Yeah, you'd be hoping that the first few weddings back anyway, people would be so excited about being out. They'll be great nights for us.
That could go scaways as well. The fellas might be up on the shoulders and the ties around the head again, you know. But listen, you've all been cooped up for so long. Myself, I'd be delighted. There'll be a ball of energy inside of myself I'll want to kind of let loose as well. It's only natural, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, look, Tony, thanks for coming on the show again. In summary, we're basically saying to, you know, like you said, one email, talk to your hotel first or your venue, get 4 or 5 dates.
Yeah.
Don't let them tell you they've only one date, you know, look at Thursdays and Sundays. And then pop an email off to your suppliers, one email, CC everybody, glass of wine.
Yeah.
Wait for them to come, wait for them to roll back in and then make your decision. And you could actually end up saving a lot of money and a lot of stress.
And you could have the exact day that you have planned only a couple of months or a year down the line. And all you have to do is change the date. By one email, you're saving yourself individual emails and haggling matches and availability matches. One email covers the whole lot with a list of dates.
Yeah, yeah. Is there any wine you'd recommend while they're waiting?
Do you know what? I can't stand wine. I'm a rosé drinker. If I have to have wine, it has to be sweet and a rosé. But I'd like a cold bottle of beer.
And I had actually a few of them last night. It was nice for a change. So look, Tony, how can people get in touch with Blue Moose or look you up online?
Yeah, we're all over the internet. You can get us at www.bluemoose.ie. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And our phone numbers are on there. If you prefer to give a call, some people prefer hearing a human voice at the end of the line instead of emailing. Give us a call. Yeah. We'll take your call and we'll give you the best advice that we can that you need.
Yeah. And then if you have a problem, if your band is gone, the Wedding Band Association website, that's always a great resource. Because there's one email, isn't it? It goes out.
It's one email, one inquiry, and you could be the unfortunate person that gets 80 replies and you have to sift through them all, or you could get 10 replies. But it's a great source of a bunch of good bands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, thanks, Tony, for coming on again. And keep relaxing and hopefully we'll be back.
And we'll be talking again. I'm sure this is going to change as we go along. So we'll adapt.
We're not expecting much on, I don't think on Tuesday much is going to happen. So
no, it's going to be bad news. You know, there's going to be a lot of people giving out. But these little leaks as well, they're all deliberate so that we don't get a whack of a shock. We're now half prepared.
Breaking the ice.
Here we are.
Breaking the ice for you, yeah.
We're talking about it already. You know, we're not expecting good news.
Yeah.
So they've their job done, you know.
All right. Okay, Tony, we'll stay safe and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, Ryan. Pleasure again.
Cheers. Bye.
Good luck.
Thanks for listening to the Wedding Band Show podcast, which was brought to you by the Brian McDermott Band and Pixel Productions.